I was reading with great curiosity and interest yesterday an entire article about this prediction. And look, I believe it's probably true. That Joe Biden and his circle of advisors, the power brokers, the people that actually pull the strings of the puppet, in there discussing how they can declare a climate emergency, giving him all sorts, it's like 100 plus powers he would not normally have under the Constitution, declare a climate emergency and make COVID look like child's play, right? So cutting off your access to just about everything. And when I think about those things, I think about being prepared for whatever happens. And one of the things that people don't think about is, what about my medicine? What about that sort of thing? Are you going to have what you need? Well, you should. And what if you have a climate emergency and you can't get what you need, and then you get sick and you can't get what you need? Well, I think that maybe you should consider being ready ahead of time. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company. They've thought a lot about this. Peter, good to have you back on the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Look, I was looking at that. I saw this other story about a water tower in Texas, apparently hacked by some foreign entity, and it starts dumping all of its water all over the ground because they can get into it by way of the internet. It took them an hour to shut the water off. And I'm thinking, are we that vulnerable in our infrastructure or to our government that we would be cut off from the things that we need to have around? And the answer is, yeah, Peter, we are that vulnerable. And some of the people that we should fear are outside of the country, and some of them are right here. It just makes me think, man, we need to be set up for whatever happens, don't we?
Yeah, Steve, we are that vulnerable. And to your point, I think the Democrats right now know that the only way that they can win 2024 is with some sort of emergency, whether it's a climate crisis or, you know, letting an foreign entity hack some of our critical infrastructure and using that as justification for mail-in ballots or lockdowns or who knows what emergency measures it'll take. But I don't think they'll go to any ends to pull out all the stops to really win this year, as crooked as they might be.
Yeah, I put nothing back. Look, we've got a wide open border. You know, and one of the things about that wide open border that I don't think anybody pays as much attention to as they should, it used to be when you came into the country, you were asked questions, you filled out, you know, the forms, you gave them the thumbprints, you had a health screening. Health screening was a big part of coming across the border, whether it was Ellis Island or the Mexican border, didn't matter. Health screening. But now you're seeing these outbreaks of diseases we haven't seen in years. That are popping up all over the country, plus STDs and everything. I don't know what kind of diseases these folks are bringing in. That's a big concern too, isn't it?
It's actually quite frightening, Steve. I mean, we've seen diseases in the United States over the last year that we thought were previously extinct. And I'm talking things like polio, biblical diseases like leprosy, meningitis, measles. These things are all stemming from, you guessed it, illegal aliens streaming across the border, coming from countries with very, very poor health infrastructure, and we're not prepared. We're seeing a outbreak of leprosy, in fact, in the southeast that is causing the CDC to declare it as endemic to the region now. Imagine that. Yeah. We're seeing polio in New York City, and we haven't seen polio in New York for 50 years.
And two other ones just for sport, just to ruin your breakfast, everybody. Gonorrhea and syphilis. Also exploding. I'm sorry about the folks that are having a cup of coffee and just blew it out their nose going, I really, Gruber? Well, look, I don't mean to be crude, but that's what's happening. And the wellness company, you guys have spent a lot of time thinking about these sorts of things. All right, if something happens and they can't get to the things they need, they being the general public, what should be in a kit? What should be there? Well, you've got a new one out today. You've got a new kind of kit out today that I think is really important. It's a contagion kit. It has things like Tamiflu and other things. Because you guys are thinking about it. What's in this kit?
Yeah, so this kit, Steve, was designed by Dr. Peter McCullough, who I know is a friend of the show and has been on many times. The contagion emergency kit contains everything that you need for respiratory viruses. We've seen this fear-mongering that the mainstream media has been pushing around bird flu and how many chickens and cattle have been affected across the United States. It has that covered. It has Tamiflu, which you can use prophylactically for treatment of influenza type A, such as burn flu. But it also has things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, budesonide, really all of the core weapons that you need to fight any sort of respiratory viral infection.
Tamiflu, I mean, I've always heard great things about it. I've never taken it, but you can use it prophylactically, meaning proactively. You can take it ahead of time before you're sick, is what you're saying.
Yeah, someone in your house gets ill. I mean, it's very common for people to take Tamiflu in their household when they see other people's getting sick and they need to have that sort of help. And look, I know bird flu has been in the news, Steve, and I know there's been a lot of pushing by everyone from, you know, CNN to the Weather Channel trying to stoke this outbreak. I think the real story here is that there's still gain of function happening right here in the United States at the University of Wisconsin on H5N1 bird flu in collaboration with the, you know, who else, Chinese Academy of Sciences. So I think there's more of this story here, Steve, and I think it really calls back to what we were saying at the top of this segment. There is a crisis in the works this year. The Democratic Party is pushing that crisis, and we all just need to be alert and prepared.
Disease X. And here's the other part of this that I would like to share real quickly. The World Health Organization pushing for this May 28 deadline to get 190 countries around the world to sign on to this treaty. It's not really a treaty, but that's what they call it. So they can decide whether it's a climate crisis, or maybe it's guns. Maybe that's the health crisis, or maybe it's bird flu. The point being is they can call it whatever they want to call it and take control of your life. I'll give you the last word on that treaty, which I think is also dangerous because it would take drugs out of reach for a lot of us. We would not be able to get what we need.
It's scary, Steve. I mean, our politicians are being bought and sold. I mean, last week they were waving Ukrainian flags on the floor of Congress, and next month hopefully not, but we don't know where this is going.
That's
voting
right
to let the WHO have pandemic powers over how the nation is able to respond to pandemics.
Absolutely.
So we're essentially outsourcing our public health.
Yeah, absolutely not. So if you want to have it on the shelf, there are all sorts of different kits from the wellness company. I've got three. I just ordered the fourth because I wanted that new kit as well, the contagion kit. You can find out more at twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. Don't wait for something to happen and say, gosh, I wish I had listened and bought one of those kits. You can save money, by the way, using the promo code Gruber right now by going to that website. Peter, greatly appreciate you being here. I got to run, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. This is the Steve Gruber Show again, twc.health/Gruber. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40%.